teach us how to fly. Hey Zeus, light one up for me.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. I can't hear myself.
We can hear you loud and clear.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just can't hear myself. That's okay. I know what I sound like. Don't worry about it. All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Live from Studio J show, and in the studio we have the seatbelts. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Glad to be here. Pleasure.
All right.
Welcome, drivers of the world.
Okay. Why don't we get started?
We will do that. First, we would like to shout out to all our buddies out there in their cars driving home right now from work.
All right. Cool.
And we would like to start the set out, of course, since we are the Seatbelts and we are in the Motor City, with a car song. And it goes like this.
Driving along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole the kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity run wild. Cruising, playing my radio. No particular place to go. Driving along my automobile, I was anxious to tell the way I felt. So told her softly and sincere. She leaned and whispered into my ear. Cuddling, moan, driving slow. For no particular place to go.
Come on, baby, let's go. You move on the gate.
Particular place to go. So I parked way out in the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was bold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't have fast the seatbelt. Riding along my cowboys. To trying to get a belt on loose. All the way home I held a grudge. Safety belt, the wooden bus. Cuddling, moan, driving slow. With no particular place to go. Let's go.
Taking the joyride.
I'm on a joyride.
This next one goes out to my buddy Lucas and the rest of the people down on the river. You're the Mustang. Roll you through the back of the seat. Moves like lightning up the street. Got the rumble, got the looks, I tell you, it's no lie. My sweet sting, baby, makes LA cry. It's my Mustang, well, my little GT. It's my modified pony, baby. Whoa, take a ride with me. Cruising in the town, not taking it slow. Feeling like the ice in this 5.0. Taking a rim for a low-level pass, stretching her out, giving her gas in my Mustang. Yeah, my little GT. It's my modified pony, baby. Whoa, take a ride with me. Let's take a ball, spin around the block. Born a half, but was a sweet machine. My 94 Cobra was a lower end. Now in my old 17, getting my thrills like Steve McQueen, flying over the hills in my Mustang. Yeah, my little GT. It's my modified pony, baby. Hey, take a ride with me. My Mustang, yeah, my little GT. It's a sweet, sweet ride.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the show live from Studio J, and we have a live performance going on right now with the legendary The Seatbelts. All right.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As you can tell, we have a large audience here. Okay, so if you don't mind, if you want to go around the room and introduce yourselves.
Skid Marks on bass. Say hi, Skid.
Hey, hi, Skid.
The drummer is?
Tony Bojanic. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
My
John Whalen on guitar.
Dan Hively on guitar.
Dan Hively on guitar, and I'm Greg Upshur, and we are the Seatbelts.
All right. So, how long you guys been together?
7 years.
7 years. Cool. This isn't the original lineup, though, right?
Three of us are.
Three? And which three?
Tony Bojanic, Skid, and myself, Greg Upshur.
Okay.
Bass, drums, and singer.
The Mustangs, Jeff.
Yeah.
We formed in 1976.
76?
A long time ago.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, don't do any just math out there on our age.
I won't do that. Yeah, that's cool. And you're still going strong. That's great.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Just getting started.
There you go.
Just like, hitting our stride.
It's like one of my favorite sayings. I'm old enough to know better, but still young enough to do it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So you guys got, at least one show coming up, right?
We're doing this show tonight.
Obviously.
Then Saturday we'll be at PJ's Lagerhaus at 7 o'clock for an early show. So if you're going down to the car show, you can come back and see the Seatbelts at PJ's Lagerhaus on Michigan Avenue in Old Corktown.
Uh-huh.
It's like a big hipster party, and all people be there, a lot of nice-looking dames. It's a good time.
Hey, I'm there. All right, and anything after that, or?
We will be in Ferndale at the New Way on the 11th.
Of February.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you know offhand who you're playing with? Or?
Yeah, we're playing with the Zots.
The Zots.
We're playing with Mick Ives and the 222s.
I think I've heard of those.
We're playing with Agenda 21 and Faster Taxi.
Wow. Sounds like a great lineup.
It's going to be the Detroit Rock and Roll Review.
There you go.
Variety show.
Rock and Roll Variety Show. I'm sorry. Yes, and it will be a variety show.
Get your tickets early.
All right. Okay. Why don't we get it started again?
All right. This is by Ray Davey and the Kinks.
Little girl, you can make me chase my eye. What if you ever
count five.
One more from our CD.
Psychotic Reaction. Here's one of our originals. It is called Untrue.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. In the house, we have the Seatbelts.
Yeah.
All right. Woo. Jamming away there. Cool. All right. I want to get a little more background on you guys, you know, particularly for our listeners. I'm going to start out with you, Greg, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Lead vocalist, of course, is who I'm talking with. Just give us a brief bio, like how you got started singing, rock and rolling, how you met Skid, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure. Let's see. Beatles back in the 60s, inspirational. Sang in choirs for 7 years of school in a Catholic school. Moved on to college, took some private lessons then, jazz lessons. Then right out of school, hooked up with Mr. Marks and Tony Bojanic, who was, I think, 16 at the time.
16, yes, sir.
And it was...
he was just a baby.
Yeah, I think I was 8.
We robbed the cradle.
And for about 7 years back then, we rocked Detroit. It was a great time, great scene, a lot of fun.
Big fun.
Yeah, then I started a family and had to retire the vocals for a little bit, and I raised a family, 5 kids. And
I understand that. In fact, I did the same thing, 5 kids. I think we're both crazy, aren't we?
Yeah, we got together for one show about 7 years ago. It was a sellout crowd, and it was a blast. We said, hey, you know what? Let's just keep doing this.
Yeah.
Why not?
Isn't that great? You know how you can come back like that?
And it's fun.
In more ways than one.
Keeps me motivated. I love singing. I always sing in my car. And it's something to look forward to. And the guys are great to be around. I don't want to travel with them on the road, but they're fun to meet once in a while.
Yeah, once a week is all we can take of each other.
You couldn't do that tour bus or van thing with them?
We're best friends for one day a week.
That's why you're best friends, right?
We could only get a Focus wagon. That would be kind of tough.
Yeah. We'd need five.
That's true.
Five tour buses and we'll go on tour.
Is the Seatbelts basically who you've played with or you've been in other bands? Or?
Oh, I'm strictly Seatbelts.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. All right.
Skid Marks has an extensive history in rock and roll.
All right. Well,
tell us, Skid.
We'll break this up. We'll do like two at a time or something like that because I know Skid's got a few things to say.
Yeah, he needs
a
segment.
I have nothing to say.
I'll say it all for you.
It's only rock and roll, and I still like it. I'm not going to give this up. It's like, you know, hey, you can't.
It's in your veins, isn't it?
It is. I shoot it up every day. It's like, you know, God. Rock and roll. It's there.
Well, you've obviously been at it a very long time. How many bands have you been in over the years?
How many bands am I in now?
Well, tell us.
Well, two or three, actually, right now. Circus Boy and Victor Perrano's Kingdom Come, which is on a large hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And other bands throughout the past, Nikki Corvette, the Ramrods for a couple gigs.
Okay.
Flirt.
Oh, my gosh. Flirt. Okay, Flirt. I'd have to say Flirt. I was in Flirt for a while, a long while, mm-hmm. maybe too much of a while. I played with Johnny Thunders.
Really?
Back in the early 80s, late 79. Before Gang War, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah. But there's a long story behind that. I don't want to get into that one.
Oh, that's fine. You don't have to go that in-depth. We only have an hour. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, good. And I play with people like Arthur Brown and a few other people.
That's great.
And a lot of local people.
And you're still going at it strong.
Still going at it.
I always told people that you're one of the go-tos, you know. You need
Thank
a
you.
Really great bass player. They go, Skid.
I don't need any more bands right now, though.
Yeah, I think, you know.
I want the Seatbelts to take up my time, and they do.
That's cool.
We want to do more of what we're doing, except get on the road together.
Yeah.
Quick trip to Oslo or something like
well,
that.
Well, maybe something like that. We'll fly in separate planes, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. One of you can be the pilot, right?
That would be a good one. We'll fly the little F4 over.
Helsinki.
Yeah. I like it. Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to go. All right. Let's plan
Airbus.
All right. Let's get back to it then.
All right.
Okay, we have not been rehearsing this song because it's not in the set list coming up on a show, but because of we're going to do the song because it's been requested, and it's called In a Cloud, one of our originals. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you very much. Anybody out there in Mexico City, we know that you're our top listening city. We say hello. No. How do you say it? Hola? Hola.
Hola.
I want to hold you, kiss you, hug you. On the darkest night, ride with you. You're my girl off the street, girl. You know you're so fine to me. Turn on the light, you make me feel good, feel alright.
Live from Studio J, WHFR.FM, the station making waves with the seatbelts. All right. So what's the best way to get your music? I know you were saying earlier, Greg, that Spotify is a good place.
That seems to be where everybody's getting it right now, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everywhere. You could pull it off of YouTube or whatever. But I think if you want some quality sound, Spotify might be the place for you to get it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have that already. I know it's number one listening place, but who knows?
And I heard you saying you're doing quite well on there too, as well.
Well, I don't know what my well is, and what somebody else's could be. You know, but anyways, we're enjoying the attention that we do get from it.
Okay, cool. And you do have this record, of course, Joyride. Forgive me. Is there any other physical releases besides that one before that, or?
Well, you know, after that, there's a number of singles out. Little GT, the song about the Mustang. We just released Sister Ray, a cover tune from Velvet Underground.
Yeah, you were saying earlier. That's cool. Yeah.
Only you.
Oh, our big hit, believe it or not, in December was our cover tune. And I mean, thousands and thousands of people were listening to it around the world. Run, Run, Rudolph.
Yeah.
Run, Rudolph.
Skid
run.
Sent that to me. I played it on here.
Played it here twice.
Yeah. So, you know, you never know what to expect.
Hey.
Aina Mumpito, that was our viral hit in Finland. We never knew that was going to happen. That is bizarre.
Yeah, but it's interesting when you send things to other countries. They have different tastes. That's the way it works, you know. It's cool. You know?
Yeah, it was a cool surprise. We had almost 100 views on YouTube, right? 100,000 views.
Wow.
100. We got 100, 100.
Yeah.
Well, we got 10.
We
10
got
times
10. 100,000, I'm sorry.
One digit off. What the heck, you know?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Tony, what's up? What's your life story?
Well, you know, I kind of mimics Greg's. I played in the Seatbelts when I was very young. I was in my middle teens and played with the Seatbelts for a while. And then I played drums in the Cubes.
Okay.
Fun band from the early 80s. And did that for a few years. Then a couple things happened. I got married. After I went back to nursing school, I got a little tired of living in my mom's basement and not making any money from music. So I became a nurse. I met my wife, and we had a family. And
I totally understand that.
You know, two beautiful kids and career. And next thing I know, 20 years goes by. So I'm back at it now. My kids are grown. They're doing great. And still have my beautiful wife, Corinne. And now I'm back to rock and roll and having a blast, just enjoying myself with the Seatbelts.
That's the great thing about today, you know, especially if you start early enough as far as the family goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I started young, and then I'm still young enough I can enjoy myself again, you know, because
exactly.
They're grown up.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, and your kids are grown up. They're almost like your friends now, which is
right,
really,
you know?
Really cool. Yeah,
yep,
for sure.
Definitely, I can relate. Cool.
Yeah, so, just having a ball with this. It's really nice.
Okay.
Big fun.
And forgive me, I don't know the exact order left to right, but we have Dan and John. Who wants to go first?
If we need something, then
that mic's not working. Yeah. Go to Skids.
$5.
My name's John, and I play guitar.
Come on.
Okay, yeah, well, I learned guitar in chain gang on Mississippi Farm, which is the only way to learn is in prison, really. If you really, really, really need to learn blues music, you have to go to a Mississippi chain gang.
Okay, cut them off.
Really?
That's really the only way to do that.
No F-bombs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, as long as
I've been enjoying parole and playing guitar ever since. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, John was born a young black child on the banks of Mississippi River, and he played blues, and he got in this rock band, and now he's, like, totally changed. He's you know.
We've messed him up totally.
In a good way, right?
Yeah, in a very good
way.
We
hope so.
He's a good guy. We like him.
This is why I only see these guys once a week.
We do like him.
They let John out on work release.
It's guitar release.
Well, what about you, Dan?
I started playing guitar in 68, watching Glenn Campbell on the Good Time Hour, and went into... Yeah, played in all kinds of little rock and roll garage bands back in the day. By the 80s, I was playing with a lot of the old blues guys here in Detroit, like Johnny Yardog Jones, Mr. Bo. That's just a few of them. But, and then, like these guys, all, you know, kind of took a break, had a family and all that, and went out to California, played with a country band out there, came back, and I'm playing in three or four different bands right now besides the Seatbelts, like Audiological and the Detroit Ohm. That's going to have a release out pretty soon, but
okay,
really enjoying the Seatbelts.
Okay.
Gives me a chance to rock.
Yeah, what are the other two then?
The other ones are the High Tones and the King Sweat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you keep busy then?
I keep busy, yeah.
All right, cool. Just to go back for just a brief second from what you started out saying, people don't realize or remember what a good guitarist Glenn Campbell was.
Oh, he is amazing, like one of the greats.
Yeah, everybody
definitely.
Always thinks about, you know, the joke part of it and, you know, the older stuff. I mean, you know, when he got older, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I spent about a year sitting on my couch holding my guitar, watching him and the Johnny Cash show that was on about the same time in Hee Haw. You could watch Roy Clark. Those guys would just rip it up. Big inspiration.
Yeah.
Glenn was on hundreds and hundreds of freaking albums.
Amazing.
Songs. You know, part of the Wrecking Crew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he even had a gig on Shindig.
Yep.
With Leon Russell and Billy Preston on top of it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what a band
he
on Shindig.
He toured with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And he toured with the guys that did Tequila, the Champs.
The Champs.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He toured with them, and
who later became Seals and Crofts.
Interesting.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Dan Seals and whatever. Tony Crofts, I don't know. Somebody Crofts.
Jerry Crofts.
One of those
Crofts. Jerry
Crofts, yeah. Yeah.
Not the Crafts, the Crofts.
All right. Why don't we get back to the music?
Hey, we have some CDs to give away, too, so if you want to call in and get one, you know, and be the caller number nine. Yeah, be that caller.
Any caller, don't worry about it.
Oh, any caller, yeah, you don't have to be number nine.
Two different phone numbers, let me give them out.
Okay.
313-845-9676, option one. If that one, for whatever reason, is tied up or doesn't work, 313-317-4130. So anybody that wants a copy of Joyride by the Seatbelts, give us a buzz. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway.
International calls will be accepted.
Yes.
Guys ready to do some more rock?
Yeah. Sure.
This is the first song the Seatbelts ever did. First original song, I should say.
1, 2, 3, 4! She's the only girl in the world that really puts me in the world. I wanna marry, 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 ma 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 ma.
Yeah.
we're going to do one more.
Well, is it a long one?
We could do a shorter one than the long one. How's that sound? You guys want to do Killer? Yeah, let's do Killer.
Yeah, just a couple things real quick. Gentleman named Matthew called, said Greg was sounding really good tonight. There's a little one that's enjoying it, by the way. You know who that is.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Very cool.
That and
hello, Matthew.
Yep. That and remind us one more time, you've got a couple shows coming up.
PJ's this Saturday at 7 o'clock, early show. You can come in, see the show, and hit dinner.
Then the other one, February 11th, you said?
Yeah, and PJ's is on Michigan Avenue by the old Tiger Stadium where
yep.
It used to be.
Yep, Corktown. Yep, okay. All right, thanks, gentlemen, again, for coming down. It's been a blast. Appreciate it.
We'd like to close it out with this one.
All right.
Pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, we really like it. And thank you, our fans, if you're listening. We love you. You know you do. We do. And
You keep us going.
All right. Thank you. WHFR, Dearborn.